Sportscast, April 30th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest. Today's sponsor is InstaBible 8 app, create versus in pictures. You can get the InstaBible app in the iOS App Store. The NFL draft happened this past weekend, and the two main players were Tua and Herbert. A lot of the ESPN, Fox analysts, sports were saying those were the two picks that were the anchor of this year's NFL draft. And we had to recap it. And no other persons to recap it is Justin Riley, who is Team Tua, and Ty Turner, who is Team Justin Herbert. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, do I get a Team Tua t-shirt?
We'll see.
I believe the sports cash to provide this kind of merch that we're talking about here.
I know.
We'll see.
Will it have the Macarena music on it? Like,
absolutely. I think so.
We'll see what happens. But let's start with Tua. And Justin Riley is Team Tua. What were your thoughts? Obviously, you know, going at the fifth spot, obviously. The Dolphins were debating about, you know, trading up, you know, maybe for Isaiah Simmons. But they said all along it was Tua. What were your thoughts about this pick? And was this a good pick for Tua?
Well, first and foremost, like I said in the show the other night, I really was experiencing two different emotions. One, you got the good side where I was pretty excited that he did indeed fall in the top five, like he was projected for a while, and then all these smoke screens started coming up, and then everybody started to doubt. Some people even had him free falling downward, but in the end, he still went top five, and I was pretty excited for that. But then here's the flip side of that. What are the teams that are drafting in the top five usually like? What kind of situation is that usually like, Ty?
They suck.
Yes, yes, amen.
Yeah, it's never going to be the Patriots. It's not going to be the Saints. It might not be the Packers.
Right. So you got the Bengals. You've got the Dolphins. You've got the Jaguars. Just really bad situations. And, you know, Tua's being asked to come in there and revive a storied franchise that has been absent from anything remotely relevant for years. And I'm worried because they've done nothing, literally nothing, to help him out. If you want to escort this supposed savior in, you better have something in place to make sure that this new beginning that you're hoping for actually works out. I mean, last season, the offensive output was basically atrocious. The Dolphins ranked 25th in points per game, and they ranked 27th in yards per game, okay? Let's start with the offensive line. The Dolphins tried to solve their offensive line woes, but their way of dealing with that was primarily going to the draft. They got Austin Jackson, Robert Hunt, and Solomon Conley. Instead of, I felt that they could have done a better job. If they were going to go young, they really should have sacrificed a couple of those later first-round picks and moved up and probably got one of the more valuable offensive tackles in the draft. But instead, they got the guys that have a good upside, but there's just really not a lot of comfort there on how productive they're going to be. You know, in pass protection last season, well, this is why I'm bringing it up, they were 28th in the NFL in pass protection. They give up 56 sacks. That's a concern, bringing in a kid that has durability issues.
But, Justin, that is what's called tanking for Tua. That's what's supposed to happen.
You're supposed to have an offensive line that if the wind blows, they fall down?
Hey.
Because that's essentially what they have.
We got Austin Jackson.
Yeah, okay, the only thing, I'm going to jump in. I cut out for a second there. But, anyways, I just didn't like the reaching on Austin Jackson. Obviously, I'm a Pac-12 guy. He has a lot of upside, but I don't. That's a developmental guy. That's a guy who I could obviously see not being really any good for like 2 to 3 years. He's only 20 years old. I think he's a guy that could be good in the future. Drafting him at 18, that seemed like a reach. I looked at their wide receiver group. Devontae Parker is a good wide receiver, but I'd say he's more like a number two. Their other two starters aren't even real. They're not even really NFL quality NFL starters.
They're not
so
real.
Why not draft? Why not draft Justin Jefferson there, and then maybe draft, I guess, Jackson at later. I don't know. I just didn't think it was. Yeah,
but
I don't think they addressed what they needed to.
But
I agree with you completely.
They're not very good.
But
yeah.
Everyone's saying that good. Tua will have a red shirt type of season. He'll probably not play at all. They got Fitzpatrick and maybe Rosen. I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do with Rosen, but I think Fitzpatrick is the bridge to Tua.
But let me ask both of you guys.
You think
they
really will red shirt him? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that was what I'm about to – I was about to ask that. Honestly, yeah, logically, those of us who are looking on the outside in, you sit him and you let the process, take place, and you bring him in at the right time. But if things start to go south and the fans start getting in an uproar and pressure is being put on the coaches, the GM, and whatnot, who's to say that they don't just usher Tua in immediately? Are they really going to endure possibly another year of trials or a storm and do it the right way, or are they going to usher him in as soon as there's any kind of sign of trouble?
Tyler, you want to jump into that?
I mean, if they actually redshirt him, basically let Patrick be the punching dummy for a developmental line, for a weak receiving group and a bad running game, then that's fine. Then they let Tua sit. But I do have my doubts, let's just say, that they're actually going to do that. I know your fan base. I've been dealing with them on Twitter for the last fighting back and forth. Because I thought Herbert was going to go there. I really was pretty convinced. And then last second I changed my mind, as did obviously Miami. But
you think so?
Is that fan base really going to be patient and really want to endure another 4-12 team and then be able to next year continue the rebuild? They have a bunch of high picks next year, get some more good wide receivers, maybe get a really quality running back, let the offensive line develop. If they do that, then yeah, it could end up being a totally fine situation with Tua. But if the noise starts getting loud, they're all of a sudden 1-5. And then they throw Tua in with that makeshift offensive line that's super young, a wide receiver group that I just don't think is very good, a running back group that's just not very good. I think it could spell really bad, not a great situation. I mean, very possible it's a really bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, you hit on one of the main points. Outside of Devontae Parker, look in that list. If you're not a Dolphins fan, who's there?
A bunch of guys that shouldn't even be starting.
I mean, you're looking at maybe an XFL roster at best.
CFL, excuse me.
Oh, CFL. Okay, sorry, I gave you too much credit. I mean, what's mind blowing is they didn't even address. If you want to call it address, they didn't even go to a receiver until the second round of the draft. They picked up Malcolm Kelly. He was great at Navy, but he was in the seventh round.
And he was a quarterback. And he was a quarterback in Navy. He wasn't even a wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. He's a quarterback, which was news this morning, by the way.
So you'd have a guy who's going to be transitioning to another position he hadn't played. That's going to take some time. I'm looking around. Man, why didn't the Dolphins get anybody of value in free agency? I mean, they could have gotten Emmanuel Sanders. Heck, even an aging Ted Ginn Jr. would have been a better fit than what they have right now.
Brandon Cooks. I mean, it just seems. I don't know. They don't. They're just not set up at all offensively for a young quarterback to have any kind of. Imagine him leaving Alabama. I mean, he had two first-round wide receivers this year. I mean, Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle will go first year. He's had ridiculous amount of skill talent. And he goes and basically goes to the NFL and has way worse talent. I mean, that right there would be a culture shock. At least if Herbert went to Miami, he's used to having horse crap papers. So it would be kind of like, hey, I'm used to this.
You guys go ahead,
Santiago, Justin. Are y'all tanking for Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith?
Yeah.
Is that what the plan
is? Well, that was my next question. I mean, do you think the Dolphins will do some more tanking next year to get more pieces? I mean, has that happened before?
They're not going to. There's not really such a thing as tanking. The thing is, you just don't have a good enough team to really compete on a legitimate level. So what's going to happen is, if you play Wynatrick with a very marginal offensive group, they're just not going to score a lot of points. I think you guys are better on defense. I didn't like the defensive draft either, though. Noah Igbinoghene, I'm sorry. I've seen Noah play. He's a great athlete, but he doesn't have great ball skills. That was a weird pick, too. And Raekwon Davis, you know Raekwon on Justin. He's an inconsistent player, too.
Right.
Wow.
I thought they had a low-key, really not a great draft. That's just my opinion. For all the picks they had, what was it, 6 picks in the top 70? I would have done more.
So,
I would have done better with that.
What would you rate the Dolphins? I mean, Tyler.
Honestly, a D for how well it set out for them. Drafted too high. Austin Jack was drafted too high. Raekwon Davis was drafted too high. Hunt was drafted too high. Tua's fine. That is Tua or Herbert, and I really think the fan base and the noise really wanted Tua. So the Tua pick was fine. It was what they did after him.
Austin Jackson, Noah, Robert Hunt, Raekwon Davis, Brandon Jones, Solomon Kindly, Jason Strawbridge, Kirk Ferguson, and Malcolm Perry. From Navy. Justin, finish your last thought with Tua, then we'll segue to Justin.
Well, my last thought, like Tyler just said, they were set up so nice in that draft. You really can't screw it up, but somehow they found a way to screw up. You know, if they weren't going to go off offensive line or a stronger offensive line, I should say, in the first round, they could have up and grabbed a better wide receiver. They could have traded up and got CeeDee Lamb, Ty said. They could have gotten Justin Jefferson, and it's just mind blowing. And then here they are in the second round, Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins sitting right there.
Yeah,
and I mean Matt Breda's good, but it's just you're not setting your franchise or supposed franchise quarterback up for success. You know, if they actually do sit him and they bite the bullet and they endure a difficult season, you know, all this that we're talking about is thrown out the window. But if what we said earlier happens where they start hearing all the chatter and pressure is on and they throw him in there, I feel bad for what he's going to experience.
Let's go into Justin Herbert. Ty Turner, I'm not sure if you were playing earlier in this show, but do you think the Dolphins' last minute changed from Herbert to Tua, or do you think Tua was always the answer, like the whole time?
I think what you were hearing, I think they were split. I think when I've heard from anyone with legitimate information, it did sound like it was a real split with Tua and Herbert. Tua definitely was his unbelievable production out of Alabama, but he had durability issues. Herbert is obviously tremendously talented and doesn't have durability, but he did have some inconsistencies. But it did sound like it was pretty split amongst NFL teams, and that's what I kind of got the feeling it was with Miami. And then in the end, obviously, I think Miami really decided, you know what, we don't want to hear how we passed on the left-handed Drew Brees after we actually medically failed Drew Brees. And that's what made them go with Tua. And then when it came to San Diego, they were going to take either one. I think they were comfortable with either. And that's why they didn't trade up, because I think they were obviously they were comfortable with. Now, Herbert's situation, very different. It's tough to not like San Diego. I'm going to say this forever. It's tough to not like the Los Angeles Chargers situation. First of all, they have – I love their GM. I love Tom Telesco. I like Anthony Lynn. They have a great defense. I mean, guys like Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Harris, Derwin Derwin James, I added it. It's something like 13 Pro Bowls. Then you add one of the best linebackers in college football, and Kenneth Murray fits great into that defense. And then you just go to the offensive side of the ball. You have three-time Pro Bowler in Keenan Allen. You have a former top 10 pick in Mike Williams. You have a Pro Bowler in Hunter Henry. You have an all-purpose back like Austin Eckler and even Joshua Kelly, who is a good one-cut runner out of UCLA. And Brian Bulaga, a Pro Bowler, came in. I think they need to show up the left side of the offensive line. But as a whole, Justin Herbert, I think that Justin agrees with me. Los Angeles is your team. Like, Los Angeles could seriously playoffs next year.
Yeah, I mean, they're one quarterback away from being in a playoff contention, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, I think they're probably going to play Tua first. I think he's going to have to get the hang of the game, the speed game, the different nuances of the NFL game. I wouldn't play Herbert right away. But, you know, if, let's say, Tyrod stumbles a little bit, like, you know, 3-4, like midseason, then I would put Herbert.
But is Herbert ready to start on day one, Tyler?
No, he has a better situation. I just think if he did, okay, so if Tua gets thrown in day one against Miami, that situation's terrible. He's set up for disaster. Herbert has such a good team around him, and even if he wasn't necessarily ready, he wouldn't have to do crazy amounts to still be good because he has a good defense.
He has weapons.
He has good weapons.
In Oregon, he didn't have much weapons.
He has a good run game, and if he just plays within himself, which is very good, which Herbert does, he plays within himself very well. He's a guy that could be a game. I think you actually have to probably force a little more from him than that. Whereas Tua, he's not a game manager. Tua likes making plays. That's problematic when your team sucks. You're going to get killed. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Tua would be someone that just like, oh, just, you know. Well, but he couldn't even do it. If no one's open, he's getting rushed. I mean, he can't do anything. Like, so like, it's even an unfair situation. Whereas Herbert, it's like just give what the defense is giving you. Just give what you have. I think you'd do well enough. Yeah, I think you'd be actually fine if he was thrown in there right away because I think they're a good enough team.
That's not the plan I've heard, but I know Tyrod Taylor will be starting. Justin, is Herbert a great fit in L.A.?
Oh, absolutely he is. And
why?
You know, and L.A. is a great fit for him. You know, to piggyback off of what Ty just said, the learning curve is a whole lot better there. If he is called into duty earlier than Tua is, it's a much better situation. And he doesn't have to come out and prove himself right away. He doesn't have the pressure that Tua would. He can allow those guys, several guys that Tyler just named, carry him. A great tight end, two great wide receivers, great running backs. He's got a lot to take care of him. He's got a good offensive line. So I think that he has a much better setup. And then like Ty said, if he plays within himself, then he's going to do just fine. And it's really what's going to be amazing to see. You know, Ty alluded to this earlier, was that in college, he put up those stats and did these things that got him to the NFL with little to no help at all. And now all of a sudden he has weapons at his disposal. Good grief. What kind of numbers is he going to put up now?
Can he start on day one, Justin?
I think that what he has there will allow him to start on day one and be very successful from the get-go. And like I said, he didn't have to do amazing things right off the bat. He just needs to, if he has to, allow that team to carry him until he's settled in, he's comfortable, and then he can start calling his own shots.
Ty, the LA Chargers GM, he said that if the Dolphins picked Herbert, they would have picked Tua. Would you believe him?
Yeah.
Do you believe him?
Oh, yeah. I think I when I was hearing the beat towards the end, I'm like, because, you know, for a while, they're like, someone's going to drop. But when I was hearing it two days prior, I'm like, Burrow's going to go first, and then Tua and Herbert are both going to be within the first six picks, maybe both Miami and San Diego. Oh, sorry. I'm going to say San Diego forever. Maybe LA and Miami trade up for those guys. maybe they just wait. I thought they're going to trade up. Until this day, I don't understand why the Lions didn't. They suck. Why did they get an extra pick or two and trade? I just don't understand why they didn't do that. But anyways, because it could have gone Jeffrey Okudu anyways. But yeah, I was pretty convinced that whoever took, if Miami traded up or just stayed there and took Herbert, then Los Angeles was going to take Tua and vice versa. So yeah, I believe that. Tua, I bet Tua wanted. Tua probably was like, shoot, but because I just think it's a better situation. Didn't matter who was there; it was going to be better. And for Herbert, obviously, it's not just the fact that it's just a better team. It's the fact that it was his childhood favorite team. He's from the West Coast, for Herbert, it was unquestionably the better situation to fall to.
Justin, do you believe the Dolphins always wanted Tua, or do you think they wanted to trade up? I heard they wanted to get, like, Isaiah Simmons and get that third spot. But do you think Dolphins really wanted Tua this whole time?
I really can't realistically answer that. I think they wanted a quarterback the entire time. Which one? It basically was a coin toss at that point. I don't really think that they would have gone Isaiah Simmons because, to be honest with you, they really could have done without Isaiah Simmons. That was not the biggest need. If they were going to pass on a quarterback, then they really should have went with one of the top offensive tackles that were available and maybe get a quarterback later on. I would have felt more comfortable as a fan of football, but more importantly, a Dolphins fan, with them passing on a quarterback and picking up one of these great offensive tackles. That at least would set up whoever was to come in a lot nicer than what he is now. But as far as which one that they were definitely going with, don't know, man.
Tyler, if this world was perfect and Tua never had issues with durability, do you think he is better than Burrow?
Yeah, I mean, he was a more consistent production throughout his college career. Tua had great production. I mean, it's tough to argue against. It doesn't matter. I know he had tons of talent around him, but he was a very productive player, and it's hard to argue against that. Obviously, Burrow had the amazing senior season, leading them to the national title and winning the Heisman Trophy. I think he would have always gone to Cincinnati, Burrow, because he's an Ohio kid. He kind of makes sense there. And we're not talking about Burrow, but Burrow's another one. Burrow will play day one. They obviously just released Dalton. And he has some weapons there. He actually has better weapons than Miami. There's better receivers and running backs at Cincinnati. But that being said, they still have a crappy offensive line. So good luck. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to block for the quarterback. He might have a little bit of a rough first year because he just doesn't have a lot. That offensive line's not good. So, but he does actually have guys like A.J. Green and John Ross and T. Higgins and Boyd and Joe Mixon. So he is a little bit better skill talent. Honestly, Miami, I was just looking at it a minute ago. Like, their skill talent is, it's hard to be worse than them right now. Maybe the Packers.
Which I really want to go into. I really want to go into that, but we don't have time in the show. But hopefully next week, because Ryan was very passionate. Justin Herbert shares your first name. Do you see him winning a Super Bowl first in Tua?
You said before Tua?
Yeah.
Well, I'll base my answer on the fact that his setup allows him to get there a lot quicker than what Tua's setup would. Miami is a major project, and that's something that's just not going to be resolved overnight. I think that the Chargers are in a much better, much, much better, light years better position than what the Dolphins are in right now, and they could actually get into the playoffs, you know, which we talked about earlier. I think Justin Herbert will win a Super Bowl at some point. I can't really disclose when because I really don't know. But if I had to make a decision on who would get there first based on what they have at their disposal, I would definitely have to say Herbert would.
Let me stick with Justin. What does Justin Herbert need to improve from what you saw in college what do you think he needs to improve to have a winning career?
Well, one thing was already taken care of. He has good receivers. So I would like to see him become a better leader. I would like to see him become more engaged. There are times that during games in his career where things weren't exactly going right and he kind of closed himself off and withdrew. That's something that as a fan, but as a coaching staff, you don't want to see that. So I hope he corrects that. And I hope that he become more consistent. But I really feel like that his inconsistencies are relatively minor and it's something that can be corrected, especially with a good coaching staff. So I just feel like that he has a tremendous upside. And the biggest thing is he's going to have people that are going to help him out a ton.
Tyler, what does Tua need to do to improve his durability?
Leave the Dolphins.
Improve his durability. That honestly, there's absolutely nothing he can do to that. That you're either durable or you're not. So there's not. I can't answer that. I hope he's durable. I hope his career doesn't end because of injuries. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. That's what's a little worrisome. He obviously has some durability issues. He has had problems with injuries, and he has a team that's just not very good offensively. So that's why I think you just cannot play him until you fix that offensive line, until you get more weapons, you get a better running game. Because as of right now, you're throwing a guy in there that has had durability issues, and you're putting him on a team that does not have a good offensive line, that does not have great weapons for him to get to, does not have a running game to be able to take any of the pressure off of him. So you're basically would be asking Tua, hey, go out there and win games. We'll go out there and win games. You have to make plays. He's a playmaker. He's a mobile guy. He's a guy that could, but the thing is he could get injured. And he definitely had a higher risk to get injured. And I would go as far as if you threw him in day one to how that team is constructed right now, there's just such a risk that he'd get injured because he's going to get hit. I mean, that offensive line's not good enough. And he does not have anyone that's going to get open well enough. And so he's going to get hit. And more than likely, he's going to get injured. So that is why Miami's focus should have been to get a better weapon and, you know, whatever they can do to just make that offense, it's not good. And I don't think it's really it's a project. It's not gotten really that much.
It's not
much
this
sense.
Year, but they'll hopefully
it's
nice
not
couple
this
of
year,
years.
No.
Guys, let's go into closing words. We'll start with Justin. What were your thoughts, your aftermath over this whole debacle between those two? And what do you wish the best for these two athletes?
Well, I want all of our listeners to understand that the comments that myself and Tyler are making about the Dolphins are not directed necessarily towards Tua and his ability, because Tua has the ability. He has phenomenal skills, and to be honest with you, had he not gotten hurt or had durability concerns, I feel like he's a much better player than Joe Burrow, especially from an arm standpoint. I think he's got he has a great arm. He can zip that ball. He has pinpoint accuracy. You know, there are some things he needs to correct. You know, he has in the past been reckless. He did improve upon that in this past season. And he does tend to hold the ball a little too long, and you'll quickly find out if you do that in the NFL, especially with the line that Miami has, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. But if Miami does him justice and goes out and gets some people to build around him, then Tua Tagovailoa's career is going to be absolutely amazing if they don't rush him in. If you rush him in, you're looking at a situation similar to what David Carr experienced when he was with the Texans, and we all know how that turned out. But I'm a big fan of Tua, a big advocate of Tua, always have been, and I believe I really believe in him, and I feel like at some point he'll have the opportunity to win a Super Bowl, if not win one. It's just a question of how fast are the Dolphins going to act upon this. You know, what kind of what are they going to do with their investment? As far as Justin Herbert goes, he is just set up for something amazing right off the bat. I'm not saying they're going to make a Super Bowl run in year one, but he's set up very nicely. He's a good kid, and he's playing where he always dreamed of. I mean, what better story than that? Pretty excited for both those guys, man. Both those guys are kids of good character, so it makes it all worthwhile. It gives us something to cheer for. Well, I'm looking forward to the careers of both of them.
Ty Turner?
Yeah, it's kind of off of the same kind of sentiment as Justin. I'll go in reverse. I'll go Herbert and then Tua. Justin Herbert, you know, he is a, like you said, a high character guy, a smart guy, a very talented guy. I think his success will depend upon can he hit a ceiling? Can he let loose? Can some of the inconsistencies that you saw in his college game, where sometimes there was a little too many like ups and downs, there was bouts of good, but then there's bouts of I don't know. Why is he playing like that against this level of competition? If he can keep his consistency level at that good level, and he can play to his talent level, and you know he's a high character, he's a very smart guy, I think Justin Herbert will have a very good career. I think he'll have a long career. I think he'll have a successful career. I think he'll have a career very similar to like a guy like Matt Ryan. That's my projection on him. Tua, there's more variable to it. Like Justin said, the things about Tua is he's extremely accurate. The guy's a very skilled cornerback. He makes decisions very quickly. He, when it comes to operating like a point guard at the quarterback position, he's very proficient at it. You saw it at Miami at Alabama, where he would make quick decisions. The ball was out, touchdown, bam, bam. It was like a video game. And the thing is, there's two questions with him. Is number one, he does struggle with durability, and that's nothing he can really do anything about. You either are given that by God or you're not. And then he's just going to not a very good team. So will they throw him in? Will his innate skill of quickness and precision, will he be able to use it? If no one's open and there's no line blocking for him, that's just, it's not really any fault of his. Basically, with Tua, will outside factors like health or just having a horse crap team not enable him to have a successful career? Because I think as long as they build a decent team around him and as long as he stays durable, I think he'll have a very much of a Drew Brees kind of like career, because he kind of has very similar talent, very similar skill. He's like a left-handed Drew Brees, like they say. I think that's a very good comparison to him. So I think there's a little more variable to Tua's career. Herbert, it's really more, can he hit his ceiling? Can he be consistent on a regular basis? Because he has a good team he's going to a good situation, and he doesn't have really durability issues. I mean, he could get hurt, you never know. But as of right now, he doesn't seem to be someone, he's a big guy too, which helps. That's my argument on both those guys.
There you have it, the Tua versus Herbert debacle. Comes to not a close. This is a continual, not debate, but discussion of these two individuals, two great quarterbacks. Of course, you got Joe Burrow up top. I personally, as a Dolphin fan, really happy about Tua going. I am hoping they will not start him at all, not even like the very last two games. They should just redshirt him and just, you know, get prepped for the following year. I do trust Ryan Fitzpatrick has a lot of experience. He's not going to take it to the Super Bowl or to the playoffs, but definitely be the bridge towards the second season of Tua Tagovailoa. So we'll see what happens where the cookie crumbles. Ty Turner, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about the San Diego Chargers?
San Diego Chargers. At TurnerCast.
And Justin, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Jerry Jeudy going to the Broncos?
I always look forward to see what direction you're going to go with these closing questions.
Got to throw some curveballs, baby. Ryan's happy, by the way. He's happy he got Jerry Jeudy, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, yeah,
that's a good pickup.
That's a very good pickup.
Oh, no question. That's sexy. I think anybody would be happy to be grabbing that. Hey, the Dolphins could. Never mind.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Justin, keep going. Justin.
One wide receiver would have helped them. one.
Oh my gosh, you could have traded two number ones in your second and moved up and gotten Jerry Jeudy or CD Lamb. My gosh,
great fantasy
anyway,
players.
If you want to reach me to talk about this rant,
or even Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
yes.
There was
right
talk about
18.
That. There was talk about that. Yeah. All right, Justin. All right, what's the best way to reach you? What's your direct line?
My direct line. You can find me on Twitter at JustinRiley7. Also on Instagram, JustinRiley_7. I also contribute a lot to our Sportscast Twitter and Instagram. That's at the Sportscast1.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And like Justin said, on Twitter, at thesportscast1. We'll be having Kai Lewborden talking to coming in tomorrow to the Sportscast, talk about NBA executives prefer to cancel the league and not finish it off. Unbelievable. Anyways, guys, always a pleasure. We'll have next week. We got to have a Packers episode. I know Ryan Krista wants to get on. We'll have Ryan and Tyler come back next week, talk about the Packers, because he's pretty frustrated of what they did this past weekend.
I'm frustrated, too, and I'm not a Packers fan.
So, Ty's like, I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, guys.
Bad draft.
Always a pleasure. God bless. And Godspeed.
Take it easy, man. Enjoyed it.